All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag CB99 Talks. This is episode 66. Of course, I'm Combo Breaker 99. All right, y'all, back with another episode. Busy last week, busy once again. So, you know, I couldn't drop an episode last week. So I said, look, maybe I'll drop two this week since I shorted y'all of an episode last week. You know, I'll probably drop another one tomorrow. But this episode here, I wanted to go back and actually dedicate an episode to an all-women's card. A couple Fridays ago, we had Combate Global. I don't know if y'all caught that. I actually saved it to watch, but I didn't get around to it because I was busy, you know, a couple weekends ago. So I got around to watching it last week, around like last Wednesday or Thursday. And I said, you know what, I got to go back and watch it again. And I want to just, you know, kind of go back and review all the fights on the card and just talk about Combate Global's card as a whole, you know, doing this all women tournament similar to Invicta FC. You know, it was called The Last Latina Standing. And what they did was they had eight women. They put eight women in strawweight division. This was focused on the strawweight division. They got eight women in a seven-fight tournament, you know, one-round fights, same as Invicta. And, you know, the last fight, I think, was supposed to be like three rounds. So, but last fight didn't last three rounds. Spoiler alert. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to come back and talk about the card as a whole. You know, I enjoyed the performances from all the ladies. You know, I liked the energy they brought. Everybody was in there trying to make a statement. For the most part, all the fights had excitement to them. They all had some type of thrill to them. And I will say that the two that made it to the finals, which I'll talk about here in a minute, you got to keep an eye out for them. Definitely keep an eye out for them because I think, you know, big things are coming from them, especially the winner, which I'll talk about here. But I just want to go back and talk about each fight and the performance of each lady. And then, you know, just kind of break down what I seen from the winner and what could be next for her. You know, so yeah, Combate Global, The Last Latina Standing. It was eight women tournament, like I said. And the first fight was between Karen Cedillo and Clara Lopez. Now, Clara Lopez, I've seen her before. You know, I think I've seen her, correct me if I'm wrong, it was Invicta FC. Yeah, maybe like a couple years ago, I seen her fight in Invicta FC. Maybe last year as well, Clara Lopez. But Clara Lopez, she was able to win the first fight right away. She came out with pressure behind a good jab. Cedillo, she came out as a boxer, you know, boxing off the back foot combinations, working her right hand off the back foot, trying to stand her ground. But Lopez, she's more of a ground fighter, but she's been looking to mix it up lately. You know, she was looking to make a statement landing her own 1-2s. So as Cedillo was trying to counter, she went to land a head kick, but she threw the head kick. She fell off balance, and Lopez, she just went into the half guard. Controlled the top position, landing nice strikes. Cedillo, she was trying to squirm out. She switched to top position, but she tried to get the guillotine. She tried to get a guillotine choke, but Lopez, she was much quicker. Like I said, she's much more fluid on the ground, explosive. She was able to break free, get that top position, and they went from full mount to get in the back of Lopez. And from there, she was able to land some good strikes. Cedillo, she tried to squirm out. She gave up her back again, and she was just eating a lot of strikes from there. You know, she was just pretty much defenseless, but she was able to make it out of the round. So Lopez, she took this win pretty easy, but it wasn't a finish. I could see that she was really having trouble with the ground game of Clara Lopez, which is really going to help Clara Lopez in the future down into the semifinals. So Clara Lopez won the first fight. All right, so the second fight, Paulina Vargas versus Claudia Diaz. This was a good fight. This was a good fight here too, man. Diaz, she came out picking her shots nicely. You know, I was kind of seeing the energy she was bringing, you know, bringing some nice accurate shot. She landed a head kick and a left hand right off top, but she was a little bit forceful because Vargas, she was doing well off the back foot, off the jump. She's boxing off the back foot, landed a beautiful left hook that touched the jaw of Diaz, followed by a big combination that dropped Diaz. I thought it was over. You know, Diaz was able to recover. She was able to get Vargas down and use this time to recover. You know, she was in the guard of Vargas and just used this time to stay in close and recover. You know, Vargas, she was able to get back to her Vargas, she was able to get back to her feet, and as she got back to her feet, Diaz, she was just hanging on, you know, hanging on to the body to try to recover. She got a double leg takedown, was just using this time to recover, but Vargas was able to get back to her feet, plant some nice right hands, use that energy, use that pressure, and just try to look to finish Diaz, you know, but Diaz got a strong chin. I mean, she took some big shots and got dropped. Once again, she got dropped with another big right hand, but she bounced right back up. She bounced right back up and looked like she was done, but Vargas, she was able to clinch, rough her up, get in some good knees, but she couldn't land that finishing shot. So it went to the decision as well. So Vargas, she actually pulled out the win, so she advanced. Next fight was Yaharia Cunningham and Crisalda Adames. This was an okay fight. This one didn't have too much energy here as far as like the first two, because they were fighting more at a three-round pace, in my opinion. You know, it looked like they were kind of feeling each other out in the first round. Here and there, there were some explosive parts, but they didn't really go straight after it like the rest of the fighters did. I think Cunningham, she was taking her time to set up a right hand. Now, she landed some good right hands, but Adames, she was much quicker, you know, to go in and clinch and slow that pace down. So Cunningham, she went to pull guard and looked to control off of her back and looked for that head and arm choke. But not much was happening here, you know, because Adames, she kind of nullified it. So the ref had to stand him back up because it went like a minute on without any action. So Adames, she gets her own takedown. You know, she picks up Cunningham and slams her. You know, she picks her up and slams her, gets her inside control. But again, not much work here. So referee had to stand him back up. So Adames and Cunningham, they weren't really looking like I said, to fight the whole one round. They were just kind of picking their shots. So I'd say it was a close round. Cunningham did land the better shots and got a takedown, but I think the effective aggression from Adames and the much more appealing takedown won her the round, you know, the way she was able to pick Cunningham up and slam her. So I think that helped Adames advance. All right, so the next fight here, this fourth fight, Yasmin Jarige versus Stephanie Frausto. Man, Jarige, I'm going to call her Yasmin just so I make sure I'm pronouncing her name right. But Yasmin, she's definitely one to look out for. I'm going to talk more about it when we get to the finals. But Yasmin, I like her style, you know, not just because she's a stand-up fighter, but she's explosive. She took full advantage of this one round and said, look, I'm going to make a big statement. She fought like this was the last round in the fight. Right away, she was using her range and leg kicks, but and picking her shots, you know, at angles. But then all of a sudden, she just unloads combinations for like 10 seconds on Stephanie Frausto. I mean, she's unloading shots, just backing her up and tagging her. Now, Frausto, she's able to land some shots up the middle. She lands a good right hand, left hook up the middle. And I think if she was a little bit more patient, she would have been able to land some good counters and maybe rock Yasmin, because Yasmin was letting it go. But I think she was really intimidated by this. So Yasmin just let off the barrages and she just kept coming. So Frausto, she tries to switch up and she tries to switch levels and clinches up. Yeah, she clinches up with Yasmin, but Yasmin uses that strength to press Frausto to the cage and land some good knees to the body. So from here, I can see good work on the inside, good work on the outside from Yasmin. You know, she takes the fight to the ground, goes back to standing, landing some kicks on Frosto's back and leg because Frausto was just kind of like laying there. So she takes a step back and they go back to standing up. And it's all Yasmin from there, just using angles, picking her shots, body shots, landing right hands, and just finishing the round strong with combinations. So Yasmin Jarige, she was able to advance on. So going into the semifinals, ooh, this was a good fight. Claire Lopez and Paulina Vargas. Claire Lopez and Paulina Vargas, both of these fighters, they were in the center looking to get their offense going, dictate that pace with their hands. Lopez, she was sticking that jab out. Vargas, she was landing a nice left hook right away. Every time Lopez would step in, Lopez, she was landing her right hand, you know, so it was like battle of the left and right, you know. They exchanged a few good power shots, you know, nice power shots from both fighters, but Lopez, of course, using her IQ, you know, knowing she has the ground game, she gets the fight down to the ground. She's throwing Vargas off, making you think it's a stand-up fight. You know, she switches levels, takes Vargas down. Vargas gets the fight back up, but Lopez, she sticks out another right hand, gets another takedown with ease. You know, this is what she wanted to do. She wanted to take it to the ground. She knew she had the other level. So getting that full mount, she's able to put that weight. She's able to put that weight on Vargas and get the back of Vargas. She's able to transition to the back quick. She flattens Vargas out. Starts locking in that choke. Vargas, she wasn't making it easy. You know, Vargas was trying to get out, but she doesn't really have the ground game that Lopez does. So Lopez flattened her out, put the weight on, landed some strikes, got that arm up under the neck. Next thing you know, Vargas is tapping. So Lopez, she got that rear naked choke. Nice job of Lopez, you know, not keeping it standing, just using her jiu-jitsu, using that IQ, and making this fight hers. You know, she took this fight to the ground, so she advanced to the finals. All right, the last fight in the semifinals, Crisalda Adames versus Yasmin Jarige. Once again, Yasmin, she's taking control of the center of the octagon with those leg kicks and speed, just measuring her distance well. She's able to get those combinations off and dip out, kind of like Manny Pacquiao. You know, she's in and out, but Adames, she's able to go in, slow that pace down with a clinch to the fence, looking for that body lock. But Yasmin, her takedown defense is on point. And the one thing I say about her, who she's reminding me of right now, like back in 2014 or 2014 or 2015, is like a young Joanna. And I'll tell you why here in a minute. Because as soon as Adames tries to use that strength, she does get the takedown. But Yasmin, she pops right back up, reverses that clinch, and uses her physical strength. And she's much more active on the inside. You know, she's active. She's landing. and she's really pressing Adame's back, and she's able to break and go right back to striking. You know, she goes back right back to the center of the octagon, controlling that striking with the leg kicks and hard right hands. And she's able to hurt Adame. As soon as she hurts Adame with that right hand, Adame goes on the back foot. Yasmin unloads a barrage. Adame, she just shells up and she's overwhelmed. And she's not stopping. Yasmin is not stopping here. You know, Adame actually tries to walk away from these flurries, but Yasmin, she just keeps firing off, landing shots up the middle until finally the referee stops it. So big finish to the semifinals for Yasmin Harige. And I'll say, she was reminding me of Joanna here because she was showcasing that physical strength. Like every time somebody would try to take her down, she would pop right back up. Or if she get into a clinch, she would reverse the clinch and she would break. But she would use that physical strength to press you back. You know, she'd make sure that she's stronger than you whenever she gets you on the inside. But then eventually she would break to go back to stand up. So right away, she was kind of reminding me of Joanna with that hand speed and that takedown defense. So that's definitely something to look out for. All right, so final fight, Clara Lopez, Yasmin Harige. This is a good style matchup, striker versus grappler. I already knew this fight wasn't going to go to distance. I knew this fight was going to be explosive. Right away, Yasmin, she came out with combinations once again, landing and tagging Lopez. Lopez, she was trying to find that rhythm and that timing. Like she was trying to find good straight shots up the middle as soon as Yasmin would come in. But Yasmin was just too quick. It was kind of like Manny Pacquiao. Like I said, she's just too quick, measuring. You know, she'll go right back on the outside and she'll measure. She'll throw those little feints out there. So Lopez, you know, she's trying to find that rhythm, but she can't. So Lopez sticks out a right hand, lands it. But Yasmin, she comes back and stuns Lopez with her own right hand, left hook combination. And she's getting that respect to Lopez. You know, so Lopez, she starts to try to use that IQ here. You know, she goes full on into grappler mode. She goes in, gets the takedown. But what does Yasmin do? She's showing shades of Joanna again. She pops right back up using that strength and controlling the arms of Lopez here. You know, she's controlling those arms. She's using her physical strength and she's able to break free, clinch up herself. She reverses that clinch and she starts landing some big strikes, some good knees up the middle, you know, some good tie knees on Lopez and just using her head well to control the clinch. You know, so she's really doing a lot of things like you see Joanna do, you know, control with that physical strength. She's actually turning the tables on the grappler here. You know, she's actually kind of reversing that on Clara Lopez, you know, just all around good inside fighting, you know, good brutal knees, good shots, till finally Yasmin, she just lets go Pacquiao style once again, just letting go of those combinations, overwhelming Lopez the same way she did Adames. You know, she lets those combinations go and she's just overwhelming Lopez until the referee steps in and stops it. So first round finish for Yasmin Harige. So yeah, man, Yasmin Harige, she took it. She was the last woman standing. She was the last Latina standing Friday night on Combate Global. And I got to say, shout out to Yasmin Harige. You know, she put on a good show. Clara Lopez, she also did. You know, all the ladies did. But, you know, Yasmin Harige definitely showed you why she is that next level. And like I said, it's still too early to tell, you know, what she brings to the table. You know, got to put her through some more tests. But right now, from what I'm seeing, the way she was able to handle the ladies on this card here, you know, she's definitely showcasing some, you know, potentially elite skills. You know, like I said, shades of Joanna, you know, very good IQ. And, you know, to be able to do what she wants as far as using her stand up, you know, she's making sure that she's physically strong, that she's quick, and she has takedown defense, just like Joanna. You know, if you want to be a stand up fighter, your takedown defense has to be on 100. And that's what Yasmin Harige made sure it was in this tournament. You know, she said, hey, take her down, I'm popping right back up. Or if you try to clinch with me, hey, I can clinch with you. I can knee you in the body. You know, I can rough you up on the inside and I'll break with these elbows. And then I'll go right back to overwhelming you with combinations, just like she did Adames and Clara Lopez. So, yeah, man, shout out to all the ladies. You know, they put on a good showing. Congratulations to Yasmin Harige. I think big things are going to come from this. You know, she might fight a few more times in Combate Global, but who knows? You know, you might see her in a contender series. Might see her fighting Invicta. Who knows? But the UFC might be giving her a call one day. So, yeah, guys, that's pretty much all I got on this episode. I just want to come back and, you know, like I said, put a spotlight on this card here. Wasn't going to be a long episode, but, you know, I'll be back with another one tomorrow. Yeah, definitely got to start checking more Combate Global's cards out like this. Well, hopefully they put more women's shows together like this, like Invicta FC. You know, I know that Combate Global does both men and women, but hopefully they put more put more tournaments together like Invicta FC does with the Phoenix series. So yeah, guys, that's pretty much all I got. Make sure y'all subscribe to the show, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Combo Breaker 99. thanks to my new subscribers that are always coming through and interacting. You know, like I said, keep on subscribing. I'll keep on doing this, guys. Combo Breaker 99, I'm out. Subscribe. Peace.